Disney Plus Hotstar's Lutere follows a Captain Phillips-style narrative of a cargo ship being hijacked by Somali pirates, with its crew being held hostage and all the nail-biting tension that follows. So it's essentially a situationship thriller, by which I mean there's a scary situation on a ship. Did I really watch 8 long episodes and spend hours writing this review all so I can make that one joke? Yeah, okay, maybe a little. The year is 2016. Just off the coast of Mogadishu, no-nonsense captain A.K. Singh, played by the impressive, always dependable Rajat Kapoor, and his crew find themselves caught in a nightmare scenario when a group of pirates, led by a solid Marshal Bachaman, attack their cargo ship and hold them captive at gunpoint for weeks. But there's more going on than meets the eye here. On board is also a shipment of illegal arms being imported by Mogadishu-based shady businessman Vikrant Gandhi, played by Vivek Gombar, thus setting the scene for a terrifying hijacking, which gets increasingly out of hand amidst greed, desperation, rival agendas, criminals, and terrorists, with the risk to the lives of the crew increasing every minute. The 8-episode show will be dropping weekly from today. The series is written by Vishal Kapoor and Supan S. Varma. The story is by Anshuman Sinha. All 8 episodes are directed by Jay Mehta. Hansal Mehta is credited as showrunner. And the series is created by Shailesh R. Singh. Now, what exactly do some of those credits mean? Your guess is as good as mine. Because as we often see, the credit structure of Indian streaming shows is like the buffet at a Punjabi wedding. A chaotic, overlapping, have-at-it free-for-all with little clarity where everyone just seems to do their own thing. Lutere has a rock-solid central premise and well-executed core narrative. A nerve-wracking, high-stakes hostage thriller on board a massive cargo vessel. The atmosphere of panic, the heart-racing fear, violence, stress, and suffocation. Those pivotal, precious few minutes when the captain knows the pirates are coming and has mere moments to prepare. The heart-in-mouth sequences of members of the crew who haven't been captured yet, creeping around corners and carefully opening doors, not knowing if death awaits them on the other side. The crew trying to use their knowledge of the ship to stay one step ahead of their captors. The calculations, cost, and consequences of bravery. The ticking time bomb descent into madness and desperation in both the hostages and pirates as the days creep on and the infighting and power struggles take hold. A concentrated, anxiety-ridden chamber drama with Achin Thakkar's score bringing a pulsating energy. Everything is just better with the side of Achin Thakkar. And this tense, nail-biting pirate hijack story works best when it focuses on the actual pirates and hijacking. It's when the action shifts to dry land that things, ironically, get pretty choppy. Each episode flits between the main hostages on a boat arc and a number of other subplots which are varying degrees of ineffective, unnecessary, and lethargic. These include the Vikrant Gandhi character, the inadvertent instigator of this entire hellish scenario trying to salvage the situation and get the shipment of guns for a local warlord. There's also Vikrant's wife, played by Amrita Khanvilkar, and her search for a missing child. Not to mention the significant screen time devoted to the dirty politics behind Vikrant trying to get re-elected as port president. On the ship, there's a pregnant lady scared out of her mind, surrounded by violent, murderous pirates. And you want me to care about dirty campaigning and some random election? Really? That's the thing about tension. It tends to deflate when you cut from hostages fearing for their lives to Vikrant's sad teenage son arguing with his mother about playing video games. We get far too many examples of this. It reminded me of the cult show Lost. You guys remember where it was about some crazy, creepy shit going down on a mysterious island, but they kept cutting to flashbacks of everyone's personal lives. And it was like, bro, I don't care about this character's funky relationship with their dad. Can we please go back to the cool, creepy island? Same pitch. The only thing more disheartening than a narrative that fails to excite is one that does, which they keep cutting away from. It feels like there was a great core idea here for a feature film or perhaps a more focused 4-episode miniseries like The Railwayman about a specific harrowing event. But here, that's been padded up and buried in tiring subplots to justify an overlong 8-episode story. Instead of condensing space and time and amplifying the moment-by-moment tension and panic, the fairly impressive action, the rescue attempts, violence, chases, and shootouts, the approach here is to stretch out the proceedings as far as possible. It doesn't help that a key driver of the story here is Vikrant Gandhi, who's also a weak link. Sincere as he is, Vivek Gombar just isn't compelling enough to anchor the series as the arrogant, violent businessman backed into a corner. It's 8 long episodes of a frantic Vikrant vibrating, shouting, barking down the phone, storming into places, threatening other criminals, screaming, flailing, and very little works. It's a stilted performance, and I still don't know how to feel about this character, at times campy, violent villain, at times a kind of ego-driven Harshad Mehta if he enjoyed stabbing people. The show even wants you to empathize with him after a point, even though he's quite literally the cause of all the bad things happening to good people here. Chandan Roy Sanyal plays one of Vikrant's partners in the illegal arms business, and I couldn't help but wonder what he could have done with the primary Vikrant role of the erratic, in over his head gangster businessman. The one thing you can always count on from a Hansal Mehta-backed project is some sparkling casting, and here, more than the Indian actors, it's the African actors that really bring this series to life. The casting from James Ryan and Arm stars give us a crop of compelling performers who bring nuance and humanity to the violence of these pirates. Marshall Bachaman as their leader, and Athenkosi Famela as his unhinged second-in-command in particular, among many others. Though there is something uncomfortable about Lutere's view of Somalia. We're constantly and consistently told about how it's a lawless land ruled by radicalism, terrorists, and infighting. Everyone here appears to be barbaric pirates or corrupt officials or child soldiers and little else. I wonder how we'd react if they made a series with a clearly outsider's view of India. Twitter outrage would have a field day, no? But there is some fun commentary in here somewhere about how, in this series, it takes weeks for the government machinery to mobilize and do the bare basics to try and save the Indian hostages. But when Tom Hanks is an American citizen kidnapped in Captain Phillips, for literally a few hours, he has three US warships come to his rescue. Somewhere within Lutere is a solid, well-executed hijack thriller. It's just lost in a sea of stuff. The scattered, uneven narrative goes overboard with its ambition, trying to up stakes that don't need upping. Lutere never quite reaches or maintains the highs of what it could have been. I just wish it stuck with suffocating, suspenseful strengths. You can watch Lutere on Disney Plus Hotstar.
Screen पर कहानी कहने का जो craft है, वो बहुत पेचीदा है और उसे सीखने के लिए आपको सालों साल मेहनत करने की जरूरत है। आप एक film school जा सकते हैं जहाँ screen writing सिखाई जाती हो, या फिर आप खुद अपने घर पर बैठकर screen writing सीख सकते हैं। तो चलिए शुरू करते हैं स्क्रिप्ट राइटिंग का ये खूबसूरत सा अनूठा सा कोर्स जो फिल्म कंपेनियन क्लासरूम की तरफ से मैं आपके लिए लेकर आया हूं ताकि आप जानें समझें और सीखें कि फिल्म राइटिंग करते कैसे हैं।